Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
You're listening to Eagles Unfiltered.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
This podcast is powered by Eagle Maven of Sports Illustrated.
Third down and one.
I didn't even think.
Hurts. Keeping. First down and a touchdown.
Here are your hosts, Ed Kraz and Connor Miles.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Eagles Unfiltered. I'm Ed Kratz. This is John McMullen. We're with SI.com, Eagles Today. We are at NovaCare Complex, where it is Tuesday, and it was day 12 of training camp. It's technically the final day of training camp. Last time the fans were able to attend, probably the last time John and I will be here for 2 weeks, because coming up is a trip to Cleveland for the Eagles. Their travel day is Wednesday. They'll practice with the Browns Thursday and Friday, and then they come back after Sunday's game, and then they're only here for a short period. They'll head to Miami on Tuesday to practice with the Dolphins on Wednesday and Thursday of next week. So this is going to be it for a while for us here, John, at the NovaCare. We'll be in Cleveland and we'll be in Miami, but right now, the Eagles, they look pretty sharp, and they look ready to go to Cleveland. At least their offense did. Their offense, I thought, had a good day. What do you think?
I think they saved their best for last. As you mentioned, the last technical training camp practice here at the NovaCare Complex, I thought Jalen Hurts maybe had his sharpest performance of the summer. I counted 5 different touchdowns. Now, a lot of that started in the red zone. They were doing some red zone periods and things like that. There was an interesting period at the end where it would close with Nick Sirianni screaming through a bullhorn. 4th and 1, 1 second left to win the game. And Jalen Hurts was able to win the game with a little sprint out option throw to Dallas Goedert. So that was kind of interesting. Exciting for the fans and attendance, but yeah, offensively I thought they closed with one of their best practices, maybe the best practice. Defensively, some issues with the safety position, and Ugo Amadi, who was acquired yesterday for J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, he was at a practice. He's going to be wearing number 32, but he did not participate. Interestingly enough, Ed, Marcus Epps was not able to practice with a little bit of a back issue. So Eagles were mixing and matching at safety. Maybe that was part of the problem. So I saw Josiah Scott get first team reps. I saw Reed Blankenship, the undrafted rookie, get some first team reps. And then Kayvon Wallace, who had seemingly fallen back, got some first team reps late as well. So I, you know, they, it's pretty clear to me they're struggling with finding those backup safeties, and that was kind of shown today by the way the Eagles handled the practice.
Yeah, I mean, and with Epps being a back injury, there's always a concern when you're talking about the back. Now maybe it was just some spasms, but you know, that's something that could linger, and if you don't stay on top of it, that's something that could shut you down for a while. So we don't know how severe that is, but. You know, clearly it was severe enough where the Eagles thought, we better go get ourselves a safety. And, you know, I think Adami Aramadi would have been released at some point, but I heard there was some competition. Some other teams had had an eye on him. So the Eagles offered J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, and now Arcega-Whiteside is gone from this team. Interestingly, both those players came in the 2019 draft. Obviously, Arcega-Whiteside was a second-round pick, I think 57th overall, and Amadi was in the fourth round, 132nd overall. So Amadi's had a more of a distinguished career than Arcega-Whiteside. He was just blocked. I think he was a slot guy in Seattle. He also got some safety time, but, you know, he was blocked by two players in Seattle at that slot position. So, you know, he looks like he could, you know, have a role in this defense, especially if Epps' back lingers. You know, Howie Roseman has made 9 player trades in the month of August, dating
loves
back to
do it.
2016. Now, some of them, they just haven't worked out. You know, they got Eli Harold 1 year, a defensive end for Buffalo. Didn't do it. They got wide receiver Dorial Green-Beckham 1 year. He didn't work out. So, you know, they got...
You
got
to be honest. Yeah. Howie has lost some of these trades. You mentioned the Dorial Green-Beckham trade. Yeah. Dennis Kelly turned into a pretty good player for a while in Tennessee. And... you know, Eli Harold from Buffalo, that was Ryan Bates, who's a starting offensive lineman for a really good team, the Buffalo Bills. So some of these trades in August haven't worked out. The most notable one that did would probably be Ronald Darby. That was the high-profile one. Jordan Matthews, and I think a third-round pick as well.
Right.
Now,
right.
Darby got injured, but, hey, they won a Super Bowl. He was back for it. So
you would
have to say that worked out at least short-term for the Eagles.
Yeah, and they got Rudy Ford,
safety,
who was a special teams player for Bruce Hector 1 year. So
that was a nice trade.
Yeah, you win some, you lose some. You know, you're dealing in August. You know, the stakes aren't as high at that point. But, you know, we'll see what Amadi can bring. I imagine he'll practice in Cleveland. You know, once the Eagles arrive there for Thursday's practice. So we'll see what he can do. He's a little on the shorter side, about 5'9".
Yeah, they're collecting 5'9 guys who can play the slot and safety.
Yeah.
Avante Maddox, Josiah Scott, now Ugo Amadi.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was out here today. But, you know, getting back to that drill they were running that when Sirianni would shout into the bullhorn, you know, 4th and 1, 1 second left. They put the ball about the 5 or 6 yard line in those drills, and you know, that was a nice play. Goddard and Hurts connected on, and then the second team, they also scored a touchdown in that scenario with Gardner Minshew finding Noah Tagai, one of our rising camp climbers, someone who John McMullen wrote a story. You can find it at si.com/NFL/Eagles on 3 players that he thinks are off the bubble as far as the roster cuts go. And that one of them is Noah Tagai. And Shane Sykin, the offensive coordinator, was asked about him today. And, you know, he said a lot of good things about him. So the guy had the touchdown in that drill from Minshew, made a nice little route against Andre Shashare, and Minshew found him, and he made a nice catch in traffic.
He did.
So,
at the back of the end zone. And, you know, I think he's been the second best tight end in camp. I don't know if the Eagles agree with me, but it's gotten to the point where I learned how to say his name, Ed. He's been around for a while. It's Tungiai. Noah Tungiai. So he's had a very good camp. Now, Grant Calcaterra can't seem to get back from the hamstring injury. Obviously, the Eagles are going to want to keep him around. Yeah, but he's got to get healthy. They seem to like Jack Stoll, but look, I just don't think there's a lot of receiving upside there. You know, they're waiting for Tyree Jackson. Maybe he's back early in the season. So, maybe Noah Tungiai isn't going to be here for 17 games, but I do think there's a chance that he could be on this team, at least on the initial 53-man roster. And I'll go so far as to say it, he deserves it.
Yeah.
He's been their second best tight end behind, obviously, Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, check out John's story. He goes into detail on that and 2 other players he feels is having a good camp. We won't reveal that now, right? Just set out a few breadcrumbs here.
Low cheese.
To go to that story. But, I like Stoll probably better than you do. I think, you know, he's a good blocker. And as far as a receiving threat goes, I mean, if Goddard goes down at any point, then you have to up your game in, you know, as a pass receiver. But they don't need a second-string tight end to catch passes. I mean, they've got enough guys that can do that. You just need to be serviceable on special teams if you can, and then in a blocking role. And, you know, Steichen mentioned that about Tungiai.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, Tungiai.
All right. I'm still learning how to spell it. I think it's
Tungiai.
Okay, so yeah, very good.
It's very tough.
You can tell John's on him, man. Yeah. He knows how to spell it, pronounce it. But yeah, so I think that, I forget what I was saying, but Shane Steichen talked about his blocking ability, you know, when asked about Tungiai, and, you know, he said he's doing a good job in that area. So that certainly helps his case to stick with this team, no doubt.
And by the way, when this camp started, and that was kind of the point of the piece, Noah Tungiai was an afterthought to the point I didn't learn his name because I figured, what's the point?
Yeah.
The Eagles wanted Grant Calcaterra to kind of seize that position. They liked Jack Stoll. You still had Richard Rodgers as sort of the break glass in case of emergency. And you do have Tyree Jackson sort of looking ahead. He's going to be back at some point after tearing his ACL in week 18. Thought he was buried. Now, anything but. He's got a legit chance to make this roster.
You mentioned the 5 touchdown throws from Hurts today. Look good, look ready for the Browns and some of the cornerbacks. I think Denzel Ward came off of the pup list for Cleveland.
Yeah, very good player, too.
Yeah, good Eagles. Player. It'd be a good test for this Eagles offense. But A.J. Brown and Hurts had probably the play of the day, I would say.
And again,
A.J. Brown just showing those late hands. He's a receiver that's not – he doesn't tip off much when the ball's coming his way. He's not really preparing for it. And then he'll just throw his hands up and the ball hits him wherever it's thrown. So he did a great job of that today. It was – I don't know how far the pass was, maybe 40 yards or so.
Yeah, it looked about 35, 40. I was in the end zone. You know, Jalen is really good at that. Down the right sideline, the sort of you're not going to call them really deep throws, but those 35, 40-yard throws down the sideline, he's really good at it, got a nice feel for it. This was one where A.J. Brown was lined up against poor Josh Jobe. When I shouldn't say poor Josh Jobe because he's getting a lot of second-team reps now, undrafted rookie from Alabama. He beat him. Kayvon Wallace was late coming over with help, perfectly thrown ball. And you're right, A.J. Brown is just – and I think it's an underrated part of this camp that Darius Slay, James Bradbury, got a little banged up today, so we'll have to cross our fingers there. But those guys have been so good at corner. You know, it's really glaring when Josh Jobe or Zach McPherson or Mac McCain come on the field.
Yeah.
Because Slay and Bradbury are top-tier corners, and then it drops off pretty sharply.
Yeah. Yeah, Hurts also had a nice throw down the left sideline on Sunday to Quez Watkins, about similar distance, 35, 40 yards. So, you know, that's a really good strike range. When you're an offense and you get to that point of the field, 35, 40-yard line, if you can, you know, get it in there, you know, that would be an explosive play. And instead of trying to, you know, keep matriculating until you get into the red zone and then the field condenses. So if you can, you know, be consistent on those throws, that's only going to help the offense. And Hurts, you know, again, showed it today, showed it Sunday with Watkins. You know, we'll see how he does in Cleveland. He's going to talk to us in Cleveland, by the way. Typically he talks once a week. It's usually Tuesday. Today he did not speak to the media, but he's going to talk to us on Thursday after practice, is what I've been told. So, listen, that's probably going to do it, unless there's another highlights. I want to point out first, Nakobe Dean. I thought Nakobe Dean did a nice job. In 11 on 11s, he had a nice pass break up near the goal line. I thought Reed Blankenship looked pretty good. He had an interception of Reed Sinet, but you know, I think Dean and Blankenship had pretty good days for the defense today.
Yeah, and Reed Blankenship is that guy who's come out of nowhere, getting some first team reps at safety. As I mentioned, the Eagles clearly looking for depth at that particular position. And, you know, GMs, we saw Howie Roseman today, big family day at the NovaCare complex. He was glad handing all the families that were at the complex. Torrey Smith was here. Darren Sproles was here again. He's been in this week trying to help the punt returners. We got a chance to talk to Jeremiah Washburn, the edge rushing specialist on the coaching staff. That was interesting. Yeah, a lot of final day, sort of last day of school here at the NovaCare Complex.
And next time we'll be here, the Eagles will have a roster of 53 players, and they'll be going into regular season mode, ready to kick off the season in
Detroit against the Lions. So we'll have you covered. Make sure you check us out on our website, www.si.com/NFL/Eagles, and you can see all our videos and stories right there. Until next time, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.